This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. A little correction. Got an email. It seems like the White House today came out and said they're not doing anything on gun control. Fantastic. Maybe it was all a ruse. You're just kind of baiting and switching, trying to get the left to calm down a little bit. They're going to leave it up to the states. Very great news. Very, very good news, especially if we want Donald Trump to be constitutional. Our next guest, he's been on before. He's a friend of mine. I consider him a friend. And in this industry, when I say industry, the free media, radio shows like this, it's a close-knit group. And he has a big heart. And he wants you to be happy, wants you to be healthy. He's a doctor. He's an orthopedic surgeon. He's got awards as long as your arm. He's well-renowned for research and what he's done. He's been asked to have a lot of input on Obamacare, especially in the Trump administration. We'll get to that. He also hosts Operation Freedom out of Michigan. So many of you in Michigan, you may know him, may listen to him. That's probably how you know him, unless you went and got your knee replaced by him or something, I guess. But Dave Janda, we are so happy to have you. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Dan, thanks so much for having me aboard. It's always a pleasure and it's an honor, and you are a very dear friend. And all the work that you do with this show, and also the work that you and your family and your network does with Numana, helps millions of people. And I give you a tremendous amount of credit, and I'm honored to call you a friend.
Oh, very good. Well, let's just get right to it. We got a lot of things to talk about. Obamacare. Is getting rid of this individual mandate, has this basically killed Obamacare?
Well, you know, I'd like to think that Obamacare is done, but unfortunately, it's still on the books, and it's still having negative ramifications to this day. You know, yesterday, you graced us with your presence on Operation Freedom, our radio show. Folks can go to DaveJanda.com if they want to listen to the interviews we did. You did a great job in talking about preparedness on a number of different fronts and freedom. But we also had a couple other guests when it came to the issue of empowering people and their health care freedom. And in particular, we discussed about the negative ramifications that are occurring to this date as it relates to Obamacare. You know, many people say, well, why are you against Obamacare? Well, I was against Obamacare from the very beginning, Dan, because I had the audacity to read it. And there's a couple foundational points that people need to realize that the bought-off, lamestream, fake media has not presented, nor will they ever present. And the reason is because the media is there to propagandize, to misinform people, disinform people, and to keep people uninformed, because the media is owned and operated by the same globalist syndicate that wants to strip people of their freedom, whether it's their economic freedom or their healthcare freedom. The fundamental points that people need to realize about Obamacare is that Obamacare was two parts, not one part. We all think that the health care bill that was passed in 2010 was Obamacare. Well, it was part. It was the second part of Obamacare. You see, the first part of Obamacare was hidden in the stimulus bill. And that's where all the rationing boards and the enforcement boards were. Now, there were a couple of us that picked up on that because we read the stimulus bill, and hidden in the depths of the stimulus bill, about 400 pages into it, it was the same language that I had seen being utilized to push HillaryCare a decade before that was very similar language that was hidden in the stimulus bill. It created an organization called the Federal Coordinating Council for Comparative Effectiveness Research. That's effectively a rationing board, because the definition of comparative effectiveness, which is in the title of the organization, is whether a treatment or a test will be given to a patient, will be approved by the government for a patient, based on the patient's age and the number of years the patient will benefit and the cost. Well, that's a rationing formula. It's the same rationing formula that's used in the British healthcare system. Now, the second part in the stimulus bill was something called the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. You see, that organization was an organization that could potentially be thousands of miles away from a patient. And what would happen is the doctor, based on Obamacare, and you're seeing this now, if you're going to see your doctor, many people complain that my doc is spending more time with their computer than they are talking to me or examining me. Well, the reason that's the case, not to make excuses for docs, it's because that's what in Obamacare and the rules that are utilized in Obamacare have been, if you will, spread out so that those same rules are now being utilized by all insurance companies. And that is this electronic medical record system, so that when you go see your doctor, the doctor just doesn't have your records. The doctor essentially has to send those records to the government to be reviewed. Well, the concern when several of us read the stimulus bill, where the first part of Obamacare was hidden with these two organizations, is that, okay, come a certain point in time, and that started really in January 1st of 2017, when you go see your doc would do the electronic medical record, would send it to Washington, and eventually it would percolate through that federal coordinating council, of that rationing board, that rationing organization, and then it would come back whether that treatment, that test, would be approved. It's very sinister, because the heart and the soul of Obamacare is about, it rests on the utilization of something that I believe is the most unethical and inhumane means of cutting healthcare costs, and that's the rationing and denying of care. My contention has been, if
let me interject right there.
Cost, empower people,
Dave,
not government.
Let me interject right there, and let me rewind before we get too far ahead. This is very good information, and ladies and gentlemen, Dave Janda is an expert on Obamacare. You brought up such an important point that I think, let me clarify or reemphasize. Tell me if I'm wrong from what you're saying. One of the ideas and the debates about Obamacare is you hear there's death panels being created. I mean, that's what they're being called, death panels. And then other people say, no, it's not in Obamacare. What you're making this up. This is a theory. Is the reason because of that, because it's not in Obamacare per se, it's in the stimulus beforehand where they already set this up beforehand. Is that kind of what's going on?
I think that you are absolutely right on target on that.
And so it's just deceptive.
And the enforcement boards were hidden in the stimulus bill, the first part. When folks refer to Obamacare, usually they're referring to the health care bill, as you've outlined. And the bottom line is, yes, there are some rationing organizations in that are given power, that are given funding in the health care bill. But the real meat of the rationing comes down to what was passed into legislation in the stimulus bill. And what's really interesting, Dan, is that, remember, the stimulus bill passed in February of 2009, right after Obama took office. And the health care bill passed in March of 2010. Well, between those two time periods, in fact, in July of 2009, I was invited to Washington to be a keynote speaker at the Capitol building to members of Congress about what could be done in health care reform. And what I did, Dan, is I presented some information of the work we had been involved with about empowering people, a free market approach, prevention and wellness initiatives, health savings accounts, a direct primary care, all entities that actually, Dan, we had been working on when Ronald Reagan brought me to Washington in 1988 to work on health care policy with C. Everett Koop, the then Surgeon General. But what I also did in that presentation is say, now, wait now, the folks in this room have already passed part of Obamacare. Now, there were several dozen congressmen in the room, and each one had five or ten of their own aides there. And it was really disconcerting in a sense, Dan, because as I spoke about, and I had a PowerPoint, here's what you already passed that was in the stimulus bill, I would say the majority of the congressmen in that room had no idea that that had been passed into law.
What was their response?
What was that?
When you told them that, when you made them aware of that, what was their response?
Well, there were two responses. One was people kind of open mouth and like, that was in there? And then there were a couple congressmen that did know that these were in there. And in particular, I pointed out some verbiage that was in the stimulus bill that said that healthcare would be overseen by this national coordinator of health information technology, this electronic medical records department in Washington. And it said that this entity would determine the time and place of care, which is, to me, very sinister, right? It didn't come down to the doctor-patient relationship. It came down to what the government bureaucrat was going to decide was worth treatment, you know, who was going to get worth treatment. And I said, and then it goes on, the verbiage in the stimulus bill, it says that providers, doctors, nurses, therapists, who were not, quote, meaningful users of the system, would be penalized. So what that means is that, okay, I see the patient. I've been doing this for 25 years. I determined that, there are four options to treat the patient, and one and two would not work, but three might work and four might work. Well, when we send that diagnosis to the government through the electronic medical records, it could come back and say, well, no, we want you to do one. Well, as a treating physician, someone who's, you know, I 25 years in the barrel of taking care of people, no, one isn't going to work. That's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And the person is only progressively going to get worse. Let's go to three because my experience tells me one and two isn't going to cut it at this point. So now if I would go to three and not start at one that the government wanted me to do, I am classified, I'm not a, quote, meaningful user of the system, right? So the question is, well, okay, so it says I'm going to get penalized. Well, what does that mean? Well, one of the congressmen who knew that this was in there stood up and goes, well, Dr. Janda, if you violate the protocol on your first offense, you could be fined up to $100,000. I looked at that congressman, whoa, and he said, what? And he goes, yeah, and if you violated a second time, you could well go to jail.
Oh, my God. We're coming on a break.
Dave, the oppressiveness of Obamacare.
Oh, when we get back on the other side, we'll ask Dr. Dave Janda, expert, what is the next step? What do we need to do to just kill this?
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. Thepowermall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Short segment here, Dave, about 5 or 6 minutes with you. DaveJanda.com, his website, Operation Freedom, is his radio broadcast. As you can tell, very sharp individual, very sharp doctor, with a lot of knowledge about not only Obamacare, but as you'll see, he has a lot of contacts in the world and current events and what's going on. So we'll get to that. But let's get back to Obamacare before we move forward. What do we need to do next to just kill this thing dead?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the state of Idaho and the state of Iowa just tried to kill Obamacare, not by repealing it, but by opening up options for folks to have some choice. And I give those two states a lot of credit. Actually, we spoke about it with David Powell, who's a insurance expert, place for all of us as opposed to place for the big insurance companies. And it's interesting, you know, David has this mandate light law that was passed in Kansas. It's now been passed in Idaho and Iowa last week. And what it says is that you want to keep Obamacare on the books, keep Obamacare on the books. But allow insurance companies, quit having them colluding together and let's have them compete. And insurance companies should be allowed to have policies as they've had in the past where the individual chooses what coverage they have. For example, in an Obamacare policy, Dave Janda, a guy who's never going to have a baby, I'm having to pay for obstetrics and gynecologic services for me. Okay? This is ridiculous. See, they put all these riders on every contract, and that's what boosts the price of these contracts so high. So what David Powell has suggested, and he's right on target, and we've pushed this idea as well, is let people choose what kind of coverage they want to have. You want to have basic coverage, you want to have a little bit, and you choose. Well, it's interesting because when Idaho passed that law last week, all of a sudden, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Idaho, that was offering one type of policy, the Obamacare policy, all of a sudden, because things were freed up, 9 different types of policies were offered, and the prices of the insurance policies plummeted. Now,
just like magic.
Which is great. What happens today? Headline. Trump officials say no to Idaho's plan to allow non-Obamacare policy. Not so fast, Idaho. Though it's doing its best to undo the Affordable Care Act, the Trump administration put the kibosh on Governor Butch Otter's plan to let insurers sell policies that don't meet all of Obamacare's mandates. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said that Idaho would not be enforcing the law if it allowed these state-based policies. That could spur the federal agency to take over the state's enforcement authority and to levy civil penalties on any insurer that sold such plans.
This is like a mob technique. This isn't even the federal government, how do they have the authority to even usurp state plans?
Well, look at it this way, Dan. You have a bunch of states. You have a bunch of cities that aren't enforcing immigration laws, and that's fine, right? These sanctuary cities and all, that's fine. Okay, fine, yeah. But when it comes to health care and giving people an option of what kind of policy they can purchase, and they're saying, well, that doesn't go along with Obamacare, so, and that's a federal law, so we're going to come after you. What?
Let me ask you this.
I don't think Trump knew that the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services made that ruling. And here is the problem. Many of the people that still are in these agencies, whether it's Medicare and Medicaid Services or Health and Human Services or Department of Treasury or the Justice Department, right? I mean, we're seeing this all over the place, right? They're holdovers from the Obama administration, from the Bush administration, which in my estimation was, they're all globalists, whether they're Bushes or Clintons or Obamas, and they're still in there pulling punches against everybody's freedoms.
I mean, what happened
to the IRS? We still had, you know, and I was victimized by the IRS because of, you know, my outlandish trashing, if you will, of Obamacare, just pointing out the facts. But whatever happened to Lois Lerner and all those other individuals higher than Lois Lerner that were with the IRS that violated people's rights? They were never punished, and some of them are still working there.
Yeah, whatever. James Clapper lying about surveilling American people. I mean, just lies, James lies, Clapper, lies, and more lies.
John Brennan, the former head of the CIA under Obama.
We'll be back after this break. More with Dave Janda, as you can hear. What a great source. Great to be with you, Dave. Thanks for coming on today. DaveJanda.com is his website. More about Obamacare and some of the chatter from his contacts. What's coming next?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extracts, 866-295-5305 or hbextracts.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To Dr. Dave Janda, DaveJanda.com, J-A-N-D-A, Dave Janda, J-A-N-D-A.com, from Operation Freedom. I'd like to make you aware of, we got the Grown by Nature products over at the Power Mall. We got the Helon, buy two, get one free this week or the next couple days. We got the special on the Numana. We got the special on a lot of the other products. Give Jay a call over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Be sure and check out the Power Mall. That's how we're funded. That's how we're here. That's how we're able to bring people like Dave Janda to you in your ear. And so glad for your purchases. Thank you so much for your donations and whatnot. We wouldn't be here without you. And we're talking to Dave. Dave, getting back to you, from some of your inside sources, you've developed a lot over the years. You've been in and out of Washington in one form or another, touching it. What do you hear is coming down the pike?
A number of things that I believe are coming down the pipe here, Dan. And you know, so as I mentioned, I was brought to Washington in 1988 to work on healthcare policy with Ronald Reagan, and then over that time, not that Reagan listened, but I must say, when I did some stuff for Bush 1, Bush 2, a little bit for Clinton. My approach of free market reform, empowering individuals as opposed to empowering insurance companies and bureaucrats, I was not a well-liked guy, and my ideas didn't become reality, if you will. They were kind of pushed on the back burner. But through that time period, I got to know a number of different people in a number of different departments and agencies, Treasury Department, Pentagon, intelligence agencies, and the like. And I developed this network of individuals, and a number of those individuals now come on my radio show to speak about what's really occurring, that the issues that the fake media, the lamestream media, mainstream media, some people still believe, won't talk about. And some of the things I hear that are coming down the line from my sources are, you know, some things that the fake media has not reported on. That is, on December 21st of 2017, Donald Trump issued an executive order. And I believe a combination of this executive order with a couple other events that have occurred that the fake media also hasn't reported on have the potential to restoring the rule of law in this country. And I think holding many of these people that have circumvented the system, utilized the system to their benefit, I think it's going to come to an end for them. So on December 21st, 2017, Donald Trump issued an executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. And what he did in that executive order is he declared a national emergency, which means that he now has full control of the military to go after anyone that's abusing the human rights issues or, if you will, the human trafficking issues. And in one of the last paragraphs of that executive order, he goes, I therefore determine that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. And I hereby declare a national emergency, that's key, to deal with that threat. So many people say, well, okay, that was December 21st, 2017, and now we're down the pipe here, and I really haven't heard anything about it. Well, there's something in the Treasury Department that was just issued called the Office of Foreign Assets Control, the Specially Designated Nationals and Blocked Persons List. You see, the Treasury Department took this executive order, and what they've been doing is blocking and seizing assets of people that have been involved in human rights abuses and also human trafficking issues. And today, there's about 1,100 pages of individuals and organizations that are on that list that have been either seized or blocked from functioning. That's huge.
Whoa.
It's enormous.
Oh, yeah, I'll say.
And nobody is talking about this. And when you go to, and people should just Google OFAC, that's the Office of Foreign Assets Control. It's a publication of the Treasury Department's office. And if they go to, just Google OFAC list, and they will come upon a document where it's three columns on each page. And each column is a column of people and organizations that have had their assets seized or blocked. It's enormous, and it has a huge impact on reestablishing the rule of law. The second part that nobody's talking about is the Inspector General of the Department of Justice that was actually appointed by Obama, probably Obama's best appointment, but also one that's going to backfire on Obama big time and the Clintons big time. The Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, over a year ago, started an investigation looking at the Department of Justice, including the FBI, of how they were being corrupted and criminalized to adversely affect the rule of law in our country. Michael Horowitz, on January 12th of 2018, turned over to three congressional committees 1,200,000 pages of documents that I believe will be critical in the reestablishment of the rule of law in this country. 2 hours after he presented that, was presented to three congressional subcommittees, that's when the first Uranium One indictment happened. And in addition, that next week is when the Nunes memo came out. You see, the Inspector General's report gave the documentation and the fuel to the fire for Nunes to put out his information about how the dossier was fake on the whole Russian issue and how that fake Russian dossier was brought to the FISA court to get that warrant. It was based on fraudulent information, and then that warrant was then used to surreptitiously surveil Trump and his team. Now add to that, so now the rule of law is starting to be established through this executive order that Trump issued in December 21st, 2017. Secondly, the Inspector General's report. Now that hasn't been made public yet. There are three congressional committees that have it, that have been utilizing it, and this is why you see, I believe, a number of congressmen, a number of senators all of a sudden saying, I'm resigning, I'm retiring. This is why you're seeing people getting thrown out of the FBI like this McCabe or Bruce Orr with the Department of Justice, while you're seeing outing of Strzok and Page and Prestep and Weissman and Baker. This is why you're seeing all these things happen, because it's based on the documentation of the evidence that Horowitz has presented in that Inspector General's report. It's my understanding that report will be gradually parceled out for public consumption. But it's not going to be put out all 1,200,000 pages at once. It's going to come out in parcels, because they're still working on taking people, organizations down that have violated the law as they reestablish the rule of law. Add to that, Dan, another executive order that Trump published on March 1st of 2018. And what it is, it's an amendment to the Manual for Court-Martial in the United States. Now, this is from Ben Fulford. He used to write for Forbes. Here's what he said. An executive order in a 636-page annex issued on March 1st, 2018 by U.S. President Donald Trump and the Department of Defense prepares the way for Nuremberg-style tribunals. The essence of these orders was that all U.S. civilians shall be subject to military justice, and that the military will be able to hire non-military legal experts to help with the upcoming tribunals, according to Pentagon sources. Pentagon sources explained that, quote, Trump signed executive orders on March 1st to amend the court-martial manual to get civilian legal help and prepare the public for Nuremberg II military tribunals of the cabal before truth and reconciliation, end quote. You see, what's been happening is there have been a huge number of people that have violated the Constitution, that have destroyed the rule of law. It's my understanding from my sources, combined the executive order in December from Trump, combined with how their assets are being seized, combined with the Inspector General's report, and combined with this new executive order issued on March 1st, it's my understanding that we are going to start to see people that are fairly well household names and some that are not, they're being charged with crimes of how they misuse their offices and their positions within government.
Okay, we got about a minute before break. Then we got a long segment we can get into. This is big news. I mean, we've heard some rumors about this. You hear, well, they're arresting some traffickers. Yeah, there's a lot of indictments. Things are happening, but we haven't quite seen them. What you're saying from your sources is, yes, you're starting to see the seizures. Two, the next step is Nuremberg type. If you know what Nuremberg is, that was after World War II, the Nuremberg trials, where they tried Nazis, you know, and their defense was, we were just following the law, we were just following the government, and they said, no, murder is not you can't follow the government and be murderers. No, you're all getting hung. That's what the Nuremberg trials were. So this is so serious. Trump has positioned these human traffickers, these usurpers of the constitutions, these basically the swamp, the destroyers of our nation. He is lined up for Nuremberg trials coming up. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
That's big. Big. Okay, we got the short break, 4 minute break. We'll be back one more segment with Dave Janda, DaveJanda.com. So good to be with you, Dave. You're listening to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One last segment. Boy, time goes fast, Dave. With Dave Janda from Operation Freedom, DaveJanda.com, if you want to listen to him a little more. Great information. We're talking about possible Nuremberg-type tribunals set up. People who worked within the government, who violated the Constitution, are violating military law by the executive order, human trafficking, all roped into this, I imagine. I don't want to put words in Dave's mouth. Dave, what are the next steps with this? What are the signs we're looking for? How long are we talking?
Tomorrow would be too soon, obviously, from my perspective. I don't think it's going to be tomorrow that we're going to start seeing fairly high-level people perp-walked. But I do think that it's that we're looking probably within the next couple months. And the reason is because the Inspector General's report has been in Congress since January 12th. Now we're starting to see another executive order March 1st from Trump, as I outlined. I would not be surprised that in another month that we're going to start to see some fairly high-level individuals start to be publicly questioned and possibly perp-walked. I'll give you an indication of what's going on. Two of the most biggest offenders of the break of the rule of law, I believe, is former CIA Director John Brennan and former National Security Advisor James Clapper. Back last year on March, on our homepage at DaveJanda.com, we have the interview with General Tom McInerney, who's a friend of ours, and Tom came on that show. And folks can listen to the interview at the top part of the webpage, a sample of what they would hear on Operation Freedom. Tom came on our show and said, look, he goes, bottom line is, through the Obama administration, with the full knowledge of Obama, Valerie Jarrett, they put into place through Brennan and through Clapper, they hired a fellow by the name of Dennis Montgomery, who is a computer specialist. He developed a platform called the Hammer. And the Hammer surreptitiously monitored, illegally monitored, all internet activity, all emails, financial transactions, telephone calls of individuals throughout the country, millions of individuals around the country, but in particular they targeted Trump and the people around him. Now this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights, not just of Trump, not just the people around Trump, but of millions of Americans. Dennis Montgomery actually came in contact with an attorney by the name of Larry Klayman, who's been on our show several times, and Larry brought Montgomery to the FBI to do a video deposition, and he did. I believe it was an hour and a half long, and he brought, several hundred thousand documents, up to a million, I believe, documents that he had on his thumb drive to the FBI, showing exactly what he was told to do, by whom he was told to do it, and who all was illegally surveilled. Now, that way, he brought that to the FBI. It was a deposition. Comey was aware of that. Yet Comey went in front of Congress and willfully lied to them, saying, oh, I don't think the American public is being illegally surveilled or monitored. So I think what you're going to do is I think you're going to start to see some of this information start to come forward. You know, Victoria Tenzing, a great former federal prosecutor with her husband, another great federal prosecutor, Joe DeGeneva, you know, they're representing a fellow by the name of William Campbell, who was integral in the Uranium One deal, who said that Russians were bragging that they were bringing suitcases full of money to people associated with the Clinton Foundation. And that's what led to the Uranium One deal, which was a transference of 20% of the United States uranium supply to Russia for a $145 million donation to the Clinton Foundation. And now,
right, Dave,
that in Arkansas they're investigating the Uranium One deal, so there is some movement on this.
Okay. We got about 3 minutes before the end of the show, and this is fantastic information. You are telling me, correct me if I'm wrong, that the swamp that we have been so giddy about draining or wanting to get drained, is this all 100% the Trump administration? Is this military intelligence coming to the Trump administration to support him to do this? What are the dangers that Trump is in himself? Is he the centerpiece of all of it? Is he the instigating mechanism that all this is hinging on? Are we really about to stick it to the swamp?
I believe the swamp is going to get drained. And yeah, I believe Donald Trump, if it wasn't for him, none of this would be seeing the light of day. And I also believe, you mentioned the military, I believe the military, not obviously you don't have everybody, but the vast majority of the power structure in the military is behind Trump, which I believe makes him safe. If you don't have the military,
well, that's...
you're not safe. I believe the military is behind Trump in getting to the bottom of this and getting the rule of law reestablished in our country.
So, I mean, I'm just sitting here picturing congressional hearings or tribunals, military tribunals with Hillary Clinton before trying to explain this. Why, Mrs. Clinton, can you please explain the suitcase full of money that this Russian left at your office? Can you please explain that? I mean, that's what I'm envisioning. Is that what we're talking about?
Or how about Hillary Clinton? How about that private server you had in your house that you were dealing a confidential, top secret, secret information about, and Barack Obama was sending you emails, personal emails, on that same server that he knew violated security codes. He was using a pseudonym. See, they're both in the boat on that. They both, according to Admiral Lyons, James Lyons, Ace Lyons has been on my show a couple weeks ago. Both can listen to that interview. General Tom McInerney, General Paul Vallely, they all say the same thing. When you look at the Hillary Clinton server episode that involved Barack Obama using a pseudonym, they both violated something called the Espionage Act, which is a criminal offense.
Okay, wow. We're going to have to have you on again soon to go into deeper into this. We don't have any more time. I mean, we got about a minute, literally. The end of the month, are we looking at a Chinese gold-backed yuan, or what's going on with the money here? Is dollar diminishing? Where are we?
My sources told me prior to this that the petro yuan, the oil being linked to the Chinese yuan currency rather than the U.S. currency and then being convertible into gold, they told me up until this point that it was not going to happen. They told me that their contacts in China say that as of March 26th, it is now going to happen. When that happens, that's a big body blow to the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency of the world.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a huge marker. I mean, I can't understate that. Buy supplies, buy new mana, buy your vitamins, buy whatever you need. If you start to see this, buy it, whatever you need, because the price of it's going to go up. Dave, it has been an absolute pleasure, my friend. Thank you for all you do. Keep it up. DaveJanda.com is the website. Operation Freedom is his broadcast. Dave Janda, a real American hero. Dr. Dave Janda. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks, Dave.
God bless everybody. Great information. Keep your prayers. Focus on this. We are restoring the Republic. Our energy, our prayers, our will. It's that they need that to do this. They need, they're right in the middle. Whose will is going to win? Where is the will of the American people going to be pulled?
New Mana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Mana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Mana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Mana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to NewMana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. NewMana, food storage you'll love to eat.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.